I'll try to end this one a little bit early to see what you guys wanted to talk about, any questions that you had. Oh, we wanted to go over helmet removal.
Yeah.
So if somebody want to put on a helmet, two people maybe.
Does anyone have a modular?
Pretty sure everybody here has a helmet. So this is great. He has your standard full face helmet. So the reasons that we want to take a helmet off, if you're like, oh, you don't have to strap it on at all. We'll just cut it off from somewhere. The reasons that we want to take a helmet off is if they can't breathe, if they're not breathing, if they're about to vomit, whatnot. So if you want to put your helmet on and have a seat right there, and we'll have somebody else walk you through it. We can, see, you're like, no. My monkey now. So we're going to have a Lucretia mimic what I'm doing. I'm going to have you two guys go behind. Well, you have to position your chairs just so it's easier for him to get around. So if you're going to try to take off the helmet by yourself, it's going to be a hard ordeal. You want to pull probably on the straps. Whatever is going to start to spread that helmet wide, or get your hands in there and you're going to pull the helmet wide. If you have two people, the first person can come under here and can kind of stabilize somebody so they can hold their chin in the back of their neck. And I would try to do that. Now, see if you can pull off his helmet. Somebody behind us, grab her chin, the front of her chin and the back of her neck. So see if you can pull his helmet off. I would try to reach under. I would try to reach under and pull it straight out. Minimal movement. Pull on the straps. Pull the straps out to the far sides, like that way. So I would hold his neck like that, and then pull that out.
And how does this work
doing?
If the person is in a
blanket? I would try to go straight.
Sorry, man.
So one option is, if you're alone, what you want to do is pull on these straps as hard as you can, or get your hands up in this helmet and pry it apart and try to get it off.
That is a fucking tight...
Jesus.
Seriously.
Wow. Or I'm weak.
It's hilarious to watch you.
Is this catching on your chin?
Yeah, it's tilting forward.
Oh, is it catching your chin?
Catching my chin and nose.
You just cut that off. Because I always have adrenaline.
Yeah. Maybe lean forward and pull up. Somebody else try on him. So could you go back behind yours? So I really got to stabilize the chin.
There you go.
And stabilize the neck.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, she's got it. Just straight up. See that? There's almost no neck movement other than she might lose her nose in the process.
So she really got to like the back of my skull.
So what I'm doing when you're holding somebody, if there's two people to pull off somebody's helmet, you want to get your hands up underneath the helmet, right on that jawline, and right up back in the back behind the ears, and you're just going to kind of hold like this. So her helmet off came off really smooth, actually. Did you feel like your neck was jostling much?
You were holding me very well.
So really kind of just reach in there and hold it well. Your helmet's super tight, but that's like the wrist, right? Like a lot of people wear super tight helmets, but
it's so small.
Try to get that off as best you can. Pull it wide.
It's really tight.
And try to get it off.
No, you're not going to be in a situation where you need your helmet to sit in a chair in a garage.
No, if you're laying on the ground, it's going to be the same thing.
Oh,
so if you would like to lay down.
I don't have
a helmet. Hers might fit you better.
Oh, yeah. I think she also has a pea head.
Can we
borrow her? Yeah. It's extra small.
Yep, pea head.
So I'll take somebody else to try to remove Lucretia's helmet. She's laying down on the ground. So you guys know how to flip somebody over if they're laying face down. Well, actually, lay face forward first.
What?
Oh, lay prone. I love that she has prone. So, in order to flip her, I'll have you come over and help. So, right now we're worried about Lucretia's spine. Right now her neck is over this way, right? The rest of her spine is that way. But we can't turn her head, so we have to flip her body. But we're gonna flip her body no matter what, because she's probably not breathing or whatever the case may be. So I'm gonna hold her head. One person's gonna hold her head. If there's only two of you or one of you, do the best that you can to flip somebody over. The easiest way to flip somebody over is to literally grab hold of this and this and roll me forward. So that might happen. Okay, here's a little bit.
Right into the popcorn, nice.
So I'm gonna hold her head. What you wanna do is kinda hold her head and just kinda like let it gently roll over. Her head's gonna wanna go. I'm gonna just let her fall straight down. Now if you go in and hold her neck, like I showed you. So at some point we're gonna remove this helmet because she can't breathe and try to hold her head. That's what you're going to try to do. Does that make sense? Anybody else want to try? Because, you know, the creature's already laying on the floor and dirty. She might as well continue to be dirty. But really, the goal is to hold onto the chin, to hold onto the back of the neck, keep it as steady as possible. Try to pry that helmet out as best you can. Life over limb, but the reasons that you want to get their helmet off, they can't breathe, they're vomiting, or they're dead. And you need to start CPR and do breathing into them. So what else do you guys want to talk about?
We were going to go over first aid kits.
First aid kits, yep. Ian's got his here. I showed you mine, which is really kind of ghetto.
So this is like my big kit that if I'm going on like a few week ride or if I'm with a group, and then I also use this mountaineering if I'm with a big group. I also throw it in my car if I'm doing weird things in my car. I have a small, tiny kit that I keep under my seat that's a little bit more than a handkerchief. It's all the good meds. Like she said, ibuprofen, Benadryl, Zyrtec. Zyrtec I added from what she said last week because didn't have that. And then since I have this nice broken neck, I get all kinds of fun narcotics, so I figured I should throw some of those in there. And then like another SAM splint. I really like the SAM splints. You guys saw that earlier. Here's my face shield. Which
yeah, these
is
are
cool.
One of the elements in which you can steal from your first aid kit to work.
And I've seen
this
like
one's
the,
just a plastic one.
That's just
great.
Like a sheet, basically, right? So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've had in the past like the bigger ones, the like actually foreign plastic things. There's probably a bunch of crap in here. I mean, this has all the stuff that I bought with the kit in addition to things that I added. So I mean, gauze, which you know I'll never replace. Gloves, I added some more gloves, Neosporin, some burn cream, sutures, I added some Pedialyte for like rehydration, shears.
Sorry, some what?
Pedialyte. Like what you give babies when they have diarrhea and they're dehydrated. Yeah, it's a, I don't know, if you're out and get dehydrated or if you get something that gives you diarrhea, which is then going to dehydrate you, it's really good. It's a like electrolytes and potassium and stuff. It's magic.
Pedialyte is really great, and I actually brought some of the stuff. You can buy stuff
yeah.
called Noon from REI.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
tablets you throw in your water. They're effervescent, so it only tastes kind of nice.
Yeah. So
the bulk of what's in here, though, is
glucose.
It's not sugar. Glucose
potassium,
is a really good thing to
sodium.
Have there. It's got a small amount of potassium,
yeah.
some calcium, some magnesium.
Yeah. But if I have a few friends who are doctors, and they said that it's the particular ratio of Pedialyte and this stuff, like it's gonna hydrate you way more than like Gatorade.
Gatorade is mostly sugar.
Yeah. So, but like this stuff, like I think if you put it in a pint of water, you absorb like 2/3 of the water versus alone, you could barely nip it, I guess. But anyways, it's a good thing to have. Also great for hangovers. And then just bandages and stuff, duct tape, handkerchief, just duct tape, medical tape because it came with it, but replaced with duct tape. Same story with gauze and just some pads and stuff. I crashed my bicycle a few years ago and like had a huge abrasion here, which I have a scar from now. But for that, like, I mean, big bandages would have been nice. I was going to say, when you were talking about, like, disinfecting wounds and stuff, I went to, like, a little store and got some, like, spray hand sanitizer
mm-hmm.
and did that.
Spray heads, yeah.
There's also a foaming wound wash that's really good.
Yeah, don't do what I did. I talked to my doctor afterwards, and she was like, "You did what? That must have hurt like hell." I'm like, "Yeah, it did, but it cleaned it." She's like, "Well, yeah, but you really didn't need to do that." She said just like soap and water for something like that.
What'd you do?
I sprayed like 100% isopropyl alcohol on it.
Ooh,
hurts a lot.
Ooh.
That
does the job.
Yeah. But yeah, anyways. What else is in here that's interesting? Users. No, anything else that you would point out? I mean, it's a lot of extraneous stuff that you don't necessarily need, but lots of comfort
it's
things.
It's pretty standard, actually.
Yeah. Comfort stuff if you're...
The fracture sprain thing can be really handy in terms of if you sprain your wrist.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this has, like, a triangular bandage, which, you know, you can make with sheet or whatever,
yeah.
But it's nice for making a more durable sling, maybe. And then these, I like this kind of sticky, springy...
like
an
ace bandage.
Yeah.
It's an ace bandage,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
For like if you sprained your ankle,
yeah.
Most people wear motorcycle boots that are gonna be pretty tight. That
yeah. You
really probably wouldn't need that so much. But really it's a lot about trying to reduce movement and keep swelling down.
Yeah.
But if you're wearing pretty tight boots,
yeah. You're
okay to get out of somewhere. But if you're not on a motorcycle and you're somewhere else, ace bandages are great.
Yeah.
They're also great for your wrist.
Yeah, if you're camping a few days out or if you just have like a minor sprain or something, like overnight. I've sprained my ankle rock climbing and stuff and basically just keeping pressure on everything helps.
And that's a pretty decent size first aid kit. It's something you should absolutely carry
on
you.
Is that one of the Adventure or the REI?
It's the Adventure Medical.
With the Adventure Medical, if you register your kit, your first refill order is 50% off.
Yeah.
And when
that.
You do your 50% off refill order, you can order 27 of anything that you want, and it's still 50% off.
That's sweet.
Oh, nice.
That's cool.
So when I bought mine, I actually replaced all the drugs and all I have a similar kit that I use when going out for any length of time. I've got a small waterproof one under the seat. I've got a slightly larger one that's in my bigger tank bag. Then I have two in my car.
So crashing near you.
I will say about Pedialyte and dehydration... I remember when I lived in Los Angeles, I was going hiking up to Mount Whitney with my girlfriend at the time, and it was super hot out, and we're in the car, and it's super hot, and I didn't feel weird, but I went to the bathroom, and I was like, why am I pee brown? And I didn't know shit at the time. I didn't know what that meant. I'm like, I should probably drink water or something, but what I needed was more than just water. What I needed were the electrolytes. Potassium, magnesium, calcium, and sodium are your big ones. You can get them a lot out of this. You can buy salt tablets. You can get this stuff. Mix it with water, and you're good to go. But if your pee changes colors, if your pee is anything other than yellow, then you need to drink more water. But more importantly, you probably need electrolytes. So eat bananas. Bananas have a lot of potassium in them. And then magnesium, a great source of magnesium is avocados, if you want to eat your minerals. But alternately, Pedialyte, something like these effervescent tablets. The nice thing about Pedialyte and these, they're in these little containers. They're clearly marked, they're pretty lightweight, they work really well. These are pretty good too, because they're just empty that into a 1-quart jug and you're good to go.
Yeah.
So. Dehydration, you know, you can be riding your motorcycle in your really hot, sweaty gear and your jackets and you not know you're dehydrated until you go pee and your pee's brown and you're like, what's that? It's brown pee. So definitely carry Pedialyte or something like Noon or whatever your electrolyte replacement choice is.
You can get like just straight oral rehydration salts too, like I carry some of those in the back of my more specifically medical, but... Same thing as Pedialyte, really. They probably taste worse.
They're also good for cramps.
Yeah.
I think one of these are almost invaluable in any medication or any first aid kit just for splinting purposes. But they're, you buy these at REI, I buy more buying. You know, it's just called a SAM splint. But SAM splints are actually used for a lot more than just splinting. You can actually look up stuff online that shows what people have been doing with these, which for safety and whatnot are really interesting. So
They're kind of spendy, but again, you can order them for 50% off.
I don't remember exactly what they were, but I remember watching or reading a bunch of stuff. I'm like, I did not know you could do that with a sand spirit. So, it was really fascinating. But these are only like probably $10 maybe.
Something like that, yeah.
They're pretty cheap and they're light and they don't take up a lot of space in your first aid kit. So, at least in terms of on your bike.
Yeah, and like Ike was saying last time, like you can kind of form them and make a shell out of them. You know, you can wrap, make your kit, you know, sit within them. So, you can kind of make them efficient in your kit.
The big thing is stop the bleeding. Don't let infection happen. Know where you are and know what's the closest opportunity to get help and how you're going to get help and what's the quickest route to get help. Know what drugs to take. Aspirin for chest pain. Benadryl and Zyrtec for bee stings and for allergic reactions. Know how to splint something, and really the dislocation stuff is fun, but it's true, you're probably going to dislocate something at some point, so you can put it back in place and get out of it. But when in doubt, call 911 and get an ambulance. $3,000 is worth your life.